Jewelry, how can I help you?
Hey, is this Lupe? This is Nick with RDI.
This is. Hi.
How are you doing? Tell me the latest and greatest.
Well, I'm doing good. I'm about to wrap a birthday present for a mom.
Oh, okay. I love that. I love when people get their mom's birthday presents.
Yeah.
I really should do that more often. We've gotten pretty lax over the last couple of years with my family's like all over the place right now. So
Yeah.
my mom lives in Massachusetts. Me and my sister live here in Rochester, but like we live like 20 minutes apart. And you know, she owns a business. She's crazy all over the place. And then my brother
Yeah.
lives in Arizona. So like, you know, where's the urgency? You know, I gotta get a gift
Right.
before we get together on Sunday. You
Yeah.
know? And it's just, you already know what it is. So like
Right.
I have my sister's birthday was January 13th. Her card is
Oh,
sitting
happy
on
birthday,
my,
her.
yeah, I know. I think she turned 27 and her card is sitting on my end table. And
Oh,
I know. I know. I was like, man. Well, I thought we were gonna be doing something, and so I was like gonna give it to her there. But it's like
Yeah.
I asked my mom, I was like, are we gonna do something? Like, you're coming to town or something? And she was like, no,
Right.
you should just mail it. And I was like, you know,
Dang, okay.
putting it on the list, you know.
Right.
I gotta get a gift card or something. I don't know. It seems very impersonal, I feel bad. But so
You know, but
birthday gift for
nowadays
a
I think
mom.
most of them are like that, yeah.
Well, yeah, stuff is kind of expensive, right? We can't be like
Oh my gosh,
balling out.
absolutely.
We can't be balling out on everyone's birthdays.
Yeah, it's like here. I got you an avocado.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. Or how about this?
That's how expensive I can
How about this one?
go.
How about this one? Happy birthday. I remembered it was your birthday. I hope.
Yes, that's always
My presence is the gift. Let's go.
great.
But you know, and because I go, you know, I go ham on my sons, you know, and then
Sure.
that's all it is.
Yeah.
But I want to be a better big brother, so I'm making the conscious effort for my sister and my brother. And
Right.
moms deserve it. So what'd they get for their mom over there that you're wrapping up?
So they got her a nice lighted swirl lantern with the cardinal
Ooh.
on a branch in it.
Oh.
And they ordered a mother's pendant
Ooh,
with
okay.
the birthstones.
Okay. Was that is like a what is it? Like a landmark birthday? Or just because birthday?
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure. I think it was just because.
I love
Oh,
it.
and then he ordered a cake from me too, so.
Oh yeah, because your dessert business.
Yeah.
Man, so you made money twice. Look at you.
Yes.
No, that's awesome. Are those like, do you know them? Like, are they personal friends of yours?
I know the son. He invited me. Well, we've met a couple of times through other acquaintances in
Oh, okay.
common. And then he invited me to his birthday, and then I met the mom there. And then she really liked the cake that I brought over, so she really wanted it for her birthday, so she had him ask me.
Look at
And then I'm making
you.
a puppy cake too for his girlfriend's puppy.
Oh, wow. A puppy cake,
Yeah.
huh? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did I know you did
She's
puppy
he's
cakes?
like no, you didn't.
Okay.
He just
Thanks.
said, "You make dog-friendly cakes." I'm like, "I'm sure I can figure something out."
Yeah, no, for sure.
So
You're
this will
like.
be my first dog-friendly cake.
The thing is that like no one's gonna be able to tell you about it. You know what I mean?
I
It's just like, it pretty much
I
as long
guess
as.
if the dog eats it, he eats it. If not, then oh well.
I think dogs eat everything.
Don't
Yeah, and I mean as long so you just have to make sure that the ingredients are, you know, dog friendly. You know.
They are, yeah. I was
No.
just talking to my friend, my coworker here, Tanya, and I was telling her about this cake because she also has dogs and her boyfriend has dogs too. And she's like, "Oh, they'll love it." I'm like, I was thinking of making like a practice run with it, you know, and feeding it to my daughter's dog and my brother's dog.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, if they eat it, then I think we'll be good.
Yeah, no, for sure. Why, are they
yeah.
picky or not?
No, actually, she's not. Like, both of them are not. They're both girls, so
okay.
Cookie and Harley are not picky at all.
Very cute. Yeah, that's awesome. You'll have to let me know how that works out.
I'll definitely let you know.
Did you get a chance to look at the bracelets that I sent over there? I was trying to kind of see what you guys thought of the quality and price point of those to see if those would work in your store or, you know, what's your opinion?
Angie is the one that usually looks at that stuff.
I know.
So
I was just wondering if you looked at, like, if you happened to see them and what you saw.
No, I don't have access to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
they're not in the case.
Like, which ones are you talking about?
Just a tennis bracelet. I think there's a 1-carat total weight and a 3-carat total weight.
Tennis bracelets?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, 1 and a 3. I think they're both in white because I didn't have a lot of yellow.
Sure.
Yeah.
When did you send them?
When did I send them? They were out. I sent them on the 15th. You would have got them like the 16th or 17th.
Of January?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh. Anya, did we get tennis bracelets? Are they still in her office? No, I think Nick had just sent them just for us to look at. I think she still has them in her office.
Oh, I don't love that, but that's okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's maybe because she had a specific customer she wanted to show to.
Maybe. The reason I sent them is because I was like, hey, Valentine's Day is coming up, you know. Plus,
yeah.
I'm always looking to do more with you guys. And she did sell that big tennis bracelet last month. And so
the necklace?
Like, oh, the necklace, yes, sorry. And
yes.
So I was like, cool, like, let's do more stuff together.
Imagine having that amount of money to just come in and be like, I would like that for myself.
So I already know, you know, the wholesale cost is already egregious, you know, for
yes.
Just not egregious, but, you know, it's a lot for a personal spend. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Like, what did you guys, you know, what did you guys mark it up at?
Tanya's like, I could do that. That's called robbery.
Well,
yeah.
What was your markup on it? Like, did you guys key it, you know, because the wholesale cost was 14.
The wholesale cost was 14. I don't remember. What was the key? I think it's usually a 3.
Really? That's wild.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is Angie's just going to buy these tennis bracelets there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope she does. She should. The cost on them was like... They're like next to nothing compared to that. I think the 1-carat total weight is $1,200. The 3-carat total weight is our even better quality. It's our best quality, and that one's $3,800. So, these are drops in buckets. And then you know, you sell those, you know, and you guys are rich again. So
yay! I wish it was going into my pocket.
That's a fact, right? Well, we're gonna have to open up our own store, Lupe.
I think we should.
Me
I think
you.
You're right.
Me and you, and we'll sell
yes.
the cakes, too, for people or dogs or chipmunks, whatever you've got.
Lizards, whatever
yeah,
you
whatever,
want.
Whatever you've got, I'll make it a cake.
I'll turn it into a cake. You don't
about.
Want the big one? Okay, I'll make it cupcakes.
We got it. We're doing everything. But your desserts are like, you do like the empanadas and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I could do those, too, yes.
Oh, you can do those.
And I'm... Yeah, like it just depends on, I think it depends really, like, in the market area that I'm in.
Yeah.
A lot of people here do more of the cakes, the chocoflan, the flan.
Yeah, that's what the
one
is
of,
yeah.
Yeah.
Chocoflan.
Right.
That's crazy. I've never had anything like that. I've never had flan, and I'm a little bit
Really?
scared. I'm a little bit scared about it.
Oh, you shouldn't be. It's really good.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then Angie's still on lunch or something?
Yeah, I'm sure she won't be any too much longer.
All right. That's all good. Yeah, just tell her that I called and want to know if she's going to keep those bracelets or if she wants me to send her something different.
Okay. I'll tell her that when she gets here. Remind her of it.
All right. Yeah, you got it. All right. Well, it was awesome catching up with you.
Thank you. You
too.
Have fun.
Have fun with, are you going to that? Are you, like, bringing the cake to that party, or are you just, like...
No, actually, I'm just baking it, and he's the one that came in to do the purchase today, so I actually told him that I might be handing that over tomorrow instead of Saturday, because we're going to go to my sister's for Super Bowl Sunday, so
Ooh. We
might just make a weekend of it.
There you go. All right, well, you have fun, okay? Mm-hmm. Be safe.
Thank you.
Yep.
You as well. Thank
All right,
you
bye.
So much.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.